Now, if you were to ask me what I would think would be the most difficult or the most energy-sapping event at the Commonwealth Games, I'd probably say triathlon. Now, Chloe and Judith McComb are from Team Northern Ireland, who took part in this year's event at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. And we have Chloe with us. Chloe, I do have to take my hat off to you because I do not know how you guys do the swimming, the cycling, and the running. It must be pretty intense.
Yeah, it's, you cross the line. Every time you cross the line, you're just empty.
So how was your how were you how did you get on this weekend then yourself and Judith?
Well, I finished second with my guide, Catherine Sands, and Judith and her guide, Anne Paul, finished fourth.
So well, you'll be absolutely over the moon with that result then.
Yeah, I absolutely buzzing. Like, it still hasn't sunk in properly yet, like, that I was second in the Commonwealth Games.
And now, what about Judith? Was she pleased with her, although it was outside the medals, was she pleased with her performance?
I mean, fourth place is like always the worst place to finish just because you know that you were so close to the podium. But at the same time, both Ad and Judith, they're really pleased with their performance, and it just sort of made them hungry to get back racing again and just perform better and get on the podium next time.
Does that really just help you get the bit between the teeth again and really go for it and just think, I was so close, just push myself a bit more. I can see it.
Yeah, that's it.
And at a second place for yourself, so you run with or you compete with your guide runner. Talk us through the event, how it runs, what are the distances involved here?
So it's a 750-meter swim, a 20-kilometer bike, and a 5-kilometer run, and all that's done with the one guide. So my guide was Catherine, and we're tethered in the swim, and you can be tethered wherever you want. Some people go for tethered at the hand, some people go for tethered at the waist or at the ankle. For the bike, it's a tandem bike, with the guide on the front, obviously, but sometimes I do have to clarify that. And then the run, we're tethered again. And again, the tether can be just held in the hand, or me and Catherine tether at the waist, so our hands and our arms are free to help us run a bit faster.
I'm in shock that you have to explain that the sighted person has to go in the front of
Yeah.
the tandem. it sounds energy sapping, and obviously you we're talking with yourself, but your guide, they have to be, as fit as you. They have to be, as prepared for you as well. So it's kind of equal share for them too.
Oh, definitely. Like, it's only sort of even recently that guides have actually got medals as well, if we place on the podium, which is really good because, I mean, Catherine has to be fitter than me nearly because she has to be constantly talking to me during the bike and during the run, telling me what's going on, where to step, when to lean around corners and different things like that. So it's a really stressful job, I'd say, for her because she has to not only look after herself during the race, but also look after me as well.
When you're running in the swimming part of it, do you have to cross the line first, or does it matter if it's you or your guide?
For the running, for the end of the race, it has to be me cross the line first. They always sort of say I have to be sort of one or two steps ahead, or we can just be side by side, but it's always safer to make sure I'm ahead whenever we cross the finish line, just so there's no arguments.
So you get your silver medal, which you're obviously extremely pleased with. What's next for you? What's the next big competition?
Well, I have a World Series event in Swansea this weekend, so really looking forward to that.
It's no rest then in between the Commonwealth Games and more competition.
Yeah, would have ideally liked maybe a week off, but it is what it is, and there's plenty that are going to Swansea that we're competing at the Commonwealth Games, so we're all sort of in the same boat in that way.
Okay, well, listen, I know you guys are busy getting ready. You're heading there at the moment, actually, and you've taken some time to chat with us. We really appreciate that, and just like to pass on our best to yourself and to Judith, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.